Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
We have learned on this show and from the American Academy of Pediatrics that a little bit of screen time really is okay for kids. It should be limited to under 2 hours of total screen time a day. However, there are some websites that are very educational and that you want your children learning from. My guest is Dr. Kathleen Birchelman. She's a pediatrician at St. Louis Children's Hospital and the director of Children's MD, a blog written by Dynamic Mom Pediatricians. Welcome to the show, Dr. Birchelman. Let's talk about educational websites. Just start listing them off and tell us what they are.
Okay. Well, you know, Melanie, the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends a limit of 2 hours of recreational screen time per day, and that with the emphasis on recreational. And the problem is nobody really defines what recreational is. You know, if your kids are on a website doing math problems, does that count as recreational? Probably not. So actually, my kids are probably sometimes pushing that at 2 hours because they are spending a lot of their time on these awesome websites, and I'd love to tell you all about them.
Let's do it.
So number one is Khan Academy. You know, every parent needs to know about Khan Academy. It's an entirely free website. It's a not-for-profit, and it has big funding behind it now, like Google and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So the money's there, and they are out to transform world education, and they're doing it for real. So what is Khan? You log in, and you can log in as a parent and then make your own accounts under yours. And so all five of my children actually have Khan Academy accounts. And then you get to track all their progress, and you get these weekly reports emailed to you from Khan that says what they're doing. And they can learn anything and everything on Khan. It started as a math website, and that is probably the most developed aspect of their site. But you can learn pretty much anything now, from programming to art history to physics. It's all there. So now, no matter where you are in the world, as long as you have an internet connection, you can get a state-of-the-art education off Khan Academy.
Great. That is Khan Academy. Let's go on to the next one you like.
Is Scratch. Scratch is a open-source programming language developed through MIT to encourage children and younger people to learn to love programming. And you build programs with these pieces that are almost like Legos. So my 9-year-old is totally addicted, and he's understanding and learning all about the basic concepts of computer programming by using these Lego-like blocks to build games that he can then share with the whole rest of the Scratch community. Anybody else who goes to the Scratch website can play his games and comment on them. And it can all be done very safely under your parental control so that your child's identity is never given out. But my son gets lots of positive feedback when people from all over the world tell him how much they love his games that he built. And he gets to play all their games, too.
That's cool. And now I know that on your list is Google Earth, and we've used that a bunch. Tell us about it.
We love Google Earth. You know, this has transformed the concept of geography. No longer do your kids have to, you know, color in maps and memorize states and capitals. You know, my kids spend hours on Google Earth. I haven't had the opportunity to travel with them, but they get the next best thing. I mean, my kids are on Google Earth telling me, "Hey, Mom, how come Red Square is not red?" And they travel all over the world. They look at little tiny places in northern Iceland and in Greenland, and they look at the Antarctic research station and all these places where obviously I'm not going to be able to take them. But they love it. They by the hour, and they look at all the pictures that people have posted there.
Great. And what about Brainscape? We want to get through as many of these as we can.
Yeah, Brainscape is an online flashcard-based learning system. So you know how you used to make all those flashcards and keep them on a rubber band in your backpack? Forget it. Now we have Brainscape, which they call an optimized version of spaced repetition. It's confidence-based repetition. It basically figures out the exact right frequency that you need to go through flashcards to really memorize that stuff. And you can put it all on your iPhone, and when you have 5 minutes, just run through that deck of flashcards, and you're going to learn those foreign languages or those science vocab words like you never have before. My kids love it. My kids are learning Latin, not Brainscape. You can enter your own or you can buy their modules. It's free if you enter your own. Number five is IXL, as in like I excel at math, except it's just the letters IXL. And it's a website and an app. And it started out as online math, but it's now online math and language arts. It is a paid service. It is not free. It's $10 per month or $79 per year for a family membership, but all my kids do use it, or all my kids ages 4 and up use it. And they just practice a lot of math problems and language arts every day, and it completely supplements their math education in about 10 to 15 minutes per day, and you get an email every week that tells you exactly what your kids have done and what they're working on. So you as a parent are completely in the loop.
That's so cool. Give us another one.
Dreambox is another website and app. It is also a paid service, and it runs and plays like a video game. Dreambox is all math, but it's going to run through all the common core curriculum math content that your kids are going to need to know. Whatever your opinion is on Common Core, your kids got to know this stuff for the SAT, and that's what they're really going to make your kids get to, through those standardized tests. But what I love about Dreambox is it plays like a video game, and all the math is very, very visual. And a lot of kids need that visual aspect to learn math. And these online math services are going to provide more visual math training than any book ever can, because they do it for each and every problem.
And because kids love that look of video games, and they love anything called something box, I think that that's a really good one. Go on to the next one. I love this because I've used this one myself for years.
So PBS Kids is free it's a website, and there's multiple related apps, and it's associated with the PBS television channel, and it's going to use all the same characters that they may have seen through PBS TV. Almost every child I know, every young child I know, plays PBS Kids, but there is a potential to really waste your time. It's so much fun, and it's really great with the very little ones, but, you know, my 9-year-old can still kill, like, more than 2 hours on PBS Kids and learn nothing because he's playing games that are really below his level. But it's really a great site.
It is. And what about ABC Mouse? What's that one?
ABC Mouse is also a paid service, but it's for the very young children. It's like PBS Kids, but it's going to track your child's progress. It's $7.95 per month or $79 per year, but you can get a free 30-day trial. My 2.5-year-old has learned how to use a mouse and is all over ABC Mouse about 3 or 4 times a week. Now, it has tons of great content, and your kids are never going to run out of things to do there, even over the course of several years, and it grades them up from pre-K through kindergarten. But, again, they can figure out how to waste their time there. So you do need to have a little bit of parental supervision about what they're doing.
Dr. Birchman, we have just a minute left. Give us one more, your last one out of these, your favorite out of the ones we haven't gotten to yet.
Melanie, I have to talk about Spatulata. Spatulata is different from everything else we've talked about. It is a cooking website. But I can't emphasize enough the value of spending time cooking with your children every day, just for communication and for family relationships and certainly for education. And Spatulata is a website that your kids can develop their own account and their own little recipe box, and it includes all these videos, kids cooking videos. It's completely oriented towards kids and recipes that you can cook easily with your kids with ingredients you probably already have in your refrigerator. So it's just lots of fun.
And you can read more about all these educational websites. We will put the link on Radio MD, and you can see childrensmd.org and check the best educational websites for children and learn about Khan Academy and Scratch and Google Earth and Brainscape and IXL, Dreambox, Spatulata, PBS Kids, all the ones that we've talked about, because it's screen time for your kids that a parent can be proud of. Some of it, as we said, is a bit recreational, so you do have to limit the time, but some of the other ones can actually expand your child's brain and help them in school, too. You know, what better combination? This is Melanie Cole, and you're listening to Radio MD. The show is Healthy Children, the American Academy of Pediatrics and HealthyChildren.org. Thanks so much for listening. Stay well.